Ever wonder how planes stay at, like, a perfect altitude?
Yeah.
Or even how they know how fast they're going?
It's something a lot of people don't think about.
Right. We're taking a deep dive today into, well, it's kind of niche, but the world of aviation maintenance, to explore exactly that, specifically something called the pitot-static system.
Ah, the pitot-static system.
Yeah, not as flashy as, say, a jet engine,
Definitely not.
but without it.
Yeah, no, you wouldn't want to be on that plane.
Not at all. So these systems, they're kind of the unsung heroes, would you say?
Absolutely. They're all about providing that critical data to the pilot's airspeed, altitude, rate of climb, the works. Can't fly safely without them.
And for a long time, making sure those readings were accurate. It was a very hands-on job, right? Like, tell me about how these systems were traditionally tested.
So picture this. It was a whole process.
Okay.
Technicians, they'd head out to the aircraft armed with, well, back then it was all these specialized gauges and tools.
Like old school stuff.
Very hands-on. Yeah, they'd connect these gauges to the pitot-static ports on the plane and then carefully introduce controlled pressures.
So it's about pressure. I'm trying to picture it.
Exactly. Pressure's key. They'd compare the readings they got against very specific standards, making sure everything was spot on. Meticulous work, really.
I can imagine. And no room for error when it comes to something as, well, life or death, as airspeed and altitude.
You got it.
But that manual process, for all its precision, it must have had some drawbacks.
Oh, for sure. As you can imagine, this very meticulous approach, while reliable, it was, well, time-consuming.
That's the thing about aviation, right? Every minute
It
counts.
absolutely, time is valuable, especially in the air.
So, how has technology changed the game? Because our source mentions this shift towards semi-automation, specifically something called, and I hope I'm saying this right, the Raptor Scientific ADTS 3250. What's the story there?
So this ADTS 3250,
Yeah.
game changer, really. It's
Yeah.
basically taking this whole pitot-static testing thing and bringing it into like the digital age, you know?
So out with the old gauges, in with the new.
Exactly. Instead of all those manual readings and calculations, technicians now have this, well, it's an all-in-one system. It
Yeah.
pretty much automates the entire process.
That's wild. So paint me a picture here. Let's say we've got a technician. They're prepping a Boeing 777 for departure.
Okay.
What does their workflow look like with this new tech? Like, walk me through it.
All right, so picture this. Technician wheels the ADTS 3250 out to the aircraft. Now, the cool thing is, this thing already has profiles for a whole bunch of
It's
aircraft.
like a library built in.
Yeah, exactly, including our 777.
Abby.
So they select the 777, choose the tests they need, which are, pre-programmed based on like all the manufacturer's requirements and whatnot, and then system takes over.
Wow. So it's streamlining everything, like taking out any chance of, I don't know, like a human error slipping in there with all the settings and stuff.
Exactly. It runs those tests, takes all the measurements using these really precise sensors, and then compares everything to the required standards. So you know that pitot-static system is like perfectly calibrated.
So it's like having a digital expert double checking everything.
Pretty much. And it's way more accurate than the old manual methods.
Makes sense. Our source also mentions this wireless remote control is a key feature.
Oh yeah, that's huge.
And I bet. So especially in terms of just like efficiency, right?
Absolutely. Think about it. A 777 hangar is massive. Nobody wants to be stuck dragging cables and stuff all over the place.
Yeah, not efficient.
So the wireless thing means technicians can monitor the tests from, well, pretty much anywhere, even under the wing if they need to.
That's huge for safety, too.
Exactly.
Those technicians are probably happy about not having to, wrangle cables in those tight spaces.
I bet.
But what about the system's interface? Is it like super technical? Because I'm imagining all these complicated menus and stuff.
Actually, that's another area where this thing really shines. Remember we were talking about the old analog dials and all
Oh,
that?
yeah, the old school stuff.
Gone. The ADTS 3250, it's got these bright, super user-friendly digital displays, almost like you'd see on like a tablet or something.
Really?
Oh yeah. Touch screens, clear visuals, the whole nine yards, makes it really intuitive, even if you've never used this kind of equipment before.
That's so key, though, right? Especially in aviation, like we were talking about, where time is so critical, having that minimal learning curve is
For
huge.
sure.
But even with all this automation, I'm assuming these systems still need their own checks and calibrations, right? Like you got to make sure the machine checking the machine is accurate.
Got it.
Yeah.
Spot on. No matter how advanced the tech gets, it still needs to be calibrated. And that's where those specialized labs come in.
Okay.
They'll have like very specific tools for the job, things like the let me get the name right, the Raptor Scientific Air Data Calibrator.
The air data calibrator.
That's one of
So it's like The ADTS-3250 has its own little checkup to make sure it's giving good data.
Exactly.
Can you tell me more about what the Air Data Calibrator does in this whole ecosystem? Like, why is that piece so important?
Yeah, so the Air Data Calibrator, or ADC for short.
ADC, got it.
That's kind of the, I don't know, the gold standard, you could say, when it comes to making sure these testing tools, like our ADTS-3250 friend,
right,
that they're as reliable as can be.
Makes sense.
Because we're talking about, well, you know, super precise measurements here.
Like a chain of accuracy, right?
Yeah.
You got the ADTS-3250 making sure those pitot-static systems on the aircraft are spot on.
Right.
And then the ADC is making sure the ADTS-3250 itself is giving good data.
Exactly. Like a chain, just like you said.
It really shows you how seriously the aviation industry takes safety, huh?
Mm.
Like, even behind the scenes with all this testing equipment.
Oh, absolutely. Every single link in that chain matters.
Right.
And it's not just about, you know, numbers on a screen. It's about making sure the pilot, thousands of feet up in the air, is getting the right info about their speed, altitude.
Right, all the important stuff.
Exactly. Without that, things can go bad quickly.
That's what gets me, you know, this isn't just about some cool technology. It's about, like, real-world impact on people's lives.
Totally.
It makes you appreciate how complex all this aviation maintenance stuff really is.
For sure.
So where do we go from here? Because what we've talked about is just, like, scratching the surface.
Yeah, right? Absolutely. We're just getting started in a way.
What kind of innovations are we going to see in the next decade, do you think?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, for one, I think testing is only going to get faster.
Okay.
More sophisticated diagnostics, too, I'd imagine.
Wow.
And maybe even get this predictive maintenance.
What's that?
Basically using real-time data analysis to predict problems before they even happen.
Whoa, that's next level.
That's where I think things are heading. Pretty exciting stuff.
It really makes you wonder what the future holds for aviation.
It does.
And I'm also wondering, you know, what other industries could benefit from this kind of approach, like this semi-automated, precision-focused thing.
Oh, I mean, the possibilities are pretty much endless, right? Anything where accuracy and safety are key.
Yeah.
Healthcare, for sure. Think about remote surgery and all that.
Oh, yeah.
Or manufacturing. You've got precision robotics that rely on this kind of stuff, even self-driving cars. Can't have those things on the road without reliable sensor data.
It's like this technology, it's not just changing how planes stay in the air.
Yeah.
It's pushing the boundaries for all sorts of industries.
Absolutely.
It's pretty amazing when you think about it.
It is. And it just goes to show you how interconnected all these advancements are.
Right.
Something that starts in one field, like aviation.
Yeah.
It can end up having these like ripple effects across countless others.
That's a good point.
It's really a testament to, I don't know, human ingenuity, I guess.
I agree.
Our desire to constantly push the limits of what's possible.
Well said. Seems like the sky's the limit, huh?
Mm.
No pun intended.
Haha. I see what you did there.
When it comes to pitot-static testing, I mean, who knew we'd be talking about all this today? But it's been fascinating.
Yes.
Learning about this stuff, it's really crucial, even though it's kind of behind the scenes.
I agree.
Well, I really appreciate you joining me today. This has been great.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And to everyone listening, thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of, well, pitot-static testing and aviation maintenance.
You're here.
We hope you learned something new and interesting today. Until next time.